Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Duger with Science on the Radio. About 100 years ago, Albert Einstein presented his general theory of relativity. He predicted the existence of black holes mathematically and gravitational waves. A black hole forms when giant stars die and collapse. When stars collapse, they leave a dense core of matter. The gravitational effects are so strong that not even light can escape from a black hole. Detecting gravitational waves that emanate from black hole activity would substantiate Einstein's mathematical view that black holes are actual objects that exist in the universe. Scientists built an amazingly sensitive system to try to detect gravitational waves, the Laser Interferometer Gravity Wave Observatory, or LIGO. There was one LIGO site at Hanford, Washington, and one at Livingston, Louisiana. At each site, a laser beam is split, and mirrors at the ends of tunnels reflect the split beam, and they recombine at the splitter, and they are recorded on a detector. If there are no gravitational waves, the two waves cancel each other out, and there's no signal on the detector. If gravitational waves are present, the beams travel slightly different lengths, and the light flickers on the detectors. On September 14, 2015, the light flickered simultaneously on both detectors, and a blip could be heard. Months of analysis verified that gravitational waves had indeed been detected. The collision and fusion of two black holes 1.3 billion years ago had released the gravitational waves. More than 1,000 scientists, several of them at Syracuse University, led by professors Peter Salzin, Duncan Brown, and Stefan Balmer, collaborated to make this monumental discovery. Scientists can now view the universe in new ways, and many new discoveries will be made. Did I just hear a blip? This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio every Tuesday and Thursday at 9:30 in the evening and Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:30 right here on WAER.